This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This portion of the Steve Harvey Morning Show is brought to you by Black is King, now streaming on Disney Plus. Experience the new visual album from Beyoncé with music from The Lion King, The Gift, a celebratory memoir that reimagines the lessons of The Lion King. Black is King, now streaming only on Disney Plus. I can't wait to see it.
Girl, me and you.
It looks so exciting. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yes,
I can't wait.
I know. It looks
Go
good.
Beyonce.
So visually beautiful.
Simba.
It does. So mm-hmm. beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Time now for my strawberry letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter just like we're going to read this one. We're going to read this one right here, right now. Okay?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, nephew, it says, I asked a married woman to marry me. That is the subject. I asked a married woman to marry me. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 10 years, I have lived with a really good female friend. Over the years, we've shared a bed at times, and we've had sex when it was convenient. Other than that, it was more of a roommate type of arrangement. She dated other men, and I dated other women. When we were at home, we were best friends that happened to sleep in the same bed sometimes. We never had our boyfriends or girlfriends sleep over, and I was thinking, this is a perfect setup. But my roommate flipped the switch and got married last month. She told me that her husband lives in another country, and she's been in a long-distance relationship for a year. She told me that her husband can't get his visa renewed, so he cannot come back into the U.S. right now. I was really hurt to find out that she'd gotten married on me, and she casually told me like it was no big deal. It broke my heart and made me realize that I'm in love with her. She's also been going through in vitro fertilization, IVF, to have a baby because she's 40 and really wants a child. I was supportive of all of that, and last year I told her that I'd father her child. She brought that up and told me she wants to go ahead with her IVF and still have me donate sperm as the father since her husband is stuck in another country indefinitely. I want to be the father of the baby and her husband. So I made an impulsive move and I went and bought her a ring and I asked her to marry me. She said she does love me and she would think about it. My life will not be the same if she leaves me. Stephen Shirley, am I wrong for doing this now? What if I'm just jealous and not in love?
Wow.
This relationship right here is really crazy. Okay?
Yeah, that's
how dumb can you get? You're just in it for convenience anyway, you said. I mean, you guys have been friends with benefits for 10 years. 10 years? Let me put it this way. You've just been using each other's bodies, never even talked once about a future, dating, moving out, nothing. You guys are just there sleeping together when it's convenient. She's 40 years old still doing this. So what was she supposed to do? Just stay there and entertain you, sleep with you when it was convenient for another 10 years? Listen, life goes on. People change all the time. And that's exactly what she did. She moved on. Well, sort of. Okay, yes and no, she moved on, because she did say she'd think about your proposal, right? It just gets crazier and crazier. And she wants your sperm for her baby because her husband is out of the country indefinitely. what? All right. I think, you know, regarding the ring and everything, I think you got kind of scared because your normal is about to change. No more free, convenient sex for you. So you did get impulsive and go out and buy her a ring. I don't think this is going to work for the simple fact that she's already married. That's A. But then, you know, you guys don't look at each other that way. I mean, it takes something drastic to happen like this for you to come to your senses, and you don't even know if that's really what's going on. You two people are confused. It's been convenient and like this for so long. You're confused now. You don't know how to accept the change. So I don't know, you know, what's going to happen in the future, because she is married. She didn't talk about divorce. She just said she'd think about it. But the whole baby and sperm thing from you, this letter is crazy. That's all I got to say. Steve.
Wow. I don't know how to address this letter except to just honestly tell you all, I don't believe this letter. I really don't. Oh, I believe he wrote it.
Uh-huh.
But it's so many things in the letter that I don't think is really valid.
That makes sense.
Been dating this lady for 10 years. You live with her. She's a good friend. Y'all share a bed at times. Y'all have sex when it's convenient. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's more like a roommate type arrangement. And then you go right back and say, she dated other men, I dated other women. But when we were home, we were best friends that happened to sleep in the same bed sometimes. Mm-hmm. We've never had boyfriends or girlfriends sleep over. I was thinking it's the perfect setup, so he said.
It was.
She told me that her husband lives in another country. She's been in a long-distance relationship for a year. She told me that her husband can't get his visa renewed, so he can't come back to the U.S. right now. What?
What?
Where the hell did that come from?
Exactly.
I just write out the damn letter. You were just talking about how convenient it was, what it was, how y'all don't bring your girlfriend, boyfriends over, and you were thinking it was perfect like dinner. Then she told me her husband live in another country.
Keep it right,
man,
there, Steve.
Man, this a damn lie.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter, subject, I asked a married woman to marry me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap, if we can, today's crazy strawberry letter. The subject, I asked a married woman to marry me. I asked a married woman to marry me.
I think this letter is a bunch of bull crap. I really, really do, man.
Either way,
I don't doubt that he wrote the letter. I don't doubt nothing he say. He lived with his, what he thought was just a really good friend. They sleep together, share a bed at times, never had their boyfriend, girlfriends over. You know, we just roommates, that type of arrangement. You know, she dated other men, I dated other women, you know. And, you know, when we at home, we the best of friends that happen to sleep in the same bed. But my roommate flipped the switch and got married last month. She told me her husband lives in another country and she been in long distance. What? Now, here go the stupid part. And can't get his visa renewed, so he cannot come back into the U.S. right now. What?
Definitely.
Boy. Then here he go. I was really hurt to find out she gotten married on me. What? And she casually told me like it was no big deal. That's because, brother, you getting played.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole marriage was a lie. It broke your heart and it made me realize that I'm in love with her. What? 10 years, dude? 10 years. It don't take no man 10 years to know a damn thing. It don't take no woman 10 years to know nothing. It don't take a damn child. A child can learn how to walk in less than 10 years. You can get potty trained in less than 10 years. You can learn how to drive a car in less than 10 years. You can find a boyfriend in less than 10 years. You, boy, you know, 10 years. She's also been going through in vitro fertilization to have a baby because she really wants a child. She's 40. I was supportive of all that last year. I told her that I'd father her child. She brought that up and told me she ready to go ahead and have me donate the sperm as the father since her husband is still stuck in another country indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
I want to be the father of the baby and her husband, so I made an impulsive move and I went out and bought her a ring, asked her to marry me. She said she does love me and she would think about it. You can't be married and think about it. Dog, listen to me. My life will never be the same if she leaves me. Steve and Shirley, am I wrong for doing this now? What if I'm jealous and not in love? Hey, stupid, listen to me. You in love and you are jealous. And you said it. What if I'm just jealous and not in love? See, let me tell you what didn't happen, y'all. He only want her now because somebody else got her. Or I think she's playing him and ain't really got no husband. And they got tired of that arrangement and then told him she had one. So now you want her because somebody else want her. And then in the letter, she turned around. She only wants you for your sperm. I don't really think she married. I think she just told you that because when you said, will you marry me? She said, I think about it. You can't have a husband and think about this. And this whole damn visa story and in vitro and you gonna volunteer the sperm. And look, man, she been wanting this baby the whole long, whole time. She been wanting you to do it. She trying to play it off like she don't want to get married. That's why she casually said, I have a husband now. And your dumb ass went, what? Now, you done went and bought a ring. Now, she done thought about it. Now, suppose she come back and tell you, you know what? I am going to marry you. But the clicker is, suppose she does this. I just told you I was getting married to see what you was going to do. I can't put it past her.
That'll be good. Then he'll see if he's really in love with her.
Or just jealous.
Jealous, right.
Whatever happens, dog, you got whatever coming to you. It's going to come to you. Now, why don't you just say, hey, look, I love you. I've known it for a while. I'm too old to play these games. I don't want nobody else. Yeah, I want to marry you. Let's go. And if she go down to that courthouse and get married, then you know good and hell well it wasn't nobody else. But you really want her anyway, right? Or don't you?
He's been pranked.
Yeah, this is ugly. Dog, you got played. You got played with the I got somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it, man. You got played, pimp.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, welcome to the ride. Ever been played, Jay?
Convoluted story.
Ever been played, Junior?
Yeah.
Ever been played, Tommy? Of course he's.
100 times. Mm.
Ever been played, Jay?
You ain't gonna ask me.
Why you sound so mean, so bitter
Everybody
about it, Jay?
Played. Because when he brought it up, yeah. It just made me think about it. I was fine until he said something.
You were fine. Yeah, who hasn't? That's how you learn from your mistakes.
Was with me the night before. Go out to see her out with the other dude. Yeah.
Really, Junior?
It happens. Mm. Yeah. Happens.
I can top that, Junior. I can top that.
Let's hear
it. The other dude came to pick her up, and she left.
Ooh. Okay, checkmate, Jay. Okay, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.